How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This is a promo for The Astrolic Explains,
a podcast where I, Chris, a non-scientist, ask astronomy questions,
and I, Alfredo, as the astroholic, try my best to answer them.
So, Doctor, what are black holes? Why is Pluto not a planet? What's up with the sun's poles? Why does Jupiter want us dead? Is Betelgeuse going supernova? How is the universe going to end? Can we hitch a ride on an asteroid? Is there
Chris, life... this is a 30-second promo.
You can find The Astroholic Explains on all your favourite apps, or follow at The Astroholic on all social media.
This is Probably True, stories of queer life and even queerer sex. Please be aware that this podcast contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them.
Throughout the universe, there is balance, darkness and light, chaos and order, dicks and bumholes. And so, it seems pretty obvious that I'm going to have to do a top episode to go with the bottom one I did the other week. So, here we are. I actually spoke to a few people this time. Ah, no, get me actually doing some research like someone who knows what they're on about. Don't worry, it won't last. And the main thing that kept coming up when I talked to people was this. Tops, slow the fuck down. And I chose those words very carefully because they apply to pretty much every part of the process. If you're sticking parts of yourself into other people, don't go at it like a Randy Terrier missing his master's leg. Start off slow and gentle. Give the person whose innards you are rummaging around in time to get used to it. It's not a phone charger. You can't just rattle it around until you get the angle right, then just jam it in and expect everything to light up. Gently. Slowly. Take your time. Check in with your partner. Is this okay? What about this? How's that feel? How are you? How's your day been? What did you say your name was again? Things like that. You know, basic, straightforward stuff. And not just at the start, although definitely at the start. If you think you need to be at it super fast and super hard all the time, then you've been watching too much bad porn. Slow it down. Take your time. Be a bit gentle. It's meant to be the two of you having a good time together, not one of you doing a fuck on the other. I got chatting about this ages ago with some randoms at a party, and when the idea of a considerate top came up, you could see the looks on people's faces like, ooh, and the sounds of trousers tightening all around the room. Of course, there's a few people who will say, oh, I don't care about any of that. I just want a top who can pound me hard and mercilessly. And maybe that's a fun fantasy, but like all fantasies, it's not quite as exciting in real life. Like, I always dreamed of getting a giant bar of chocolate the same size I am and eating the whole thing all to myself. In real life, I would feel very sick and then my foot would drop off from diabetes. It's a lovely idea, but in reality, just a normal-sized bar of chocolate is more than enough. Not because I don't want all of it at once, yes please, in my face, nom nom nom, but because I know that the fantasy of the desire is different from the reality of the actual experience. The same goes for having hot, steamy shower sex with an entire men's rugby team, all of that toned, muscly flesh getting wet and steamy and covered in suds, for example. My point, I think, was that if you're going to stick your dick in someone, it should not be a novelty or an unusual thing for you to make sure that the other person is enjoying having your dick stuck in them. Make that your priority, for fuck's sake. Like, literally, for the sake of fuck, make sure the other person is enjoying what you're doing. And I don't mean in a, oh yeah, you like that, don't you, kind of a way. Ask a question that lets them answer in their own way rather than just, yes. Try it with more of a, how does that feel, baby? You don't have to say baby, but if your ball's deep, why not treat yourself? How about if I go like this? Or maybe like that? What if I use both hands? Oh, that feels better? Great, let's do that for a while. Don't assume, just because they're letting you do something like that, that they like it like that. A lot of us, especially me, find it awkward and uncomfortable to speak our needs during sex. I mean, trust me, I've had literally hundreds of disappointing sexual experiences. That's not really a flex, is it? I should not say things like that out loud. Moving on, if you are having sex with someone, have sex with them. As in, make it a team effort. Make sure they're enjoying themselves as much as they can. And incidentally, making sure they're enjoying it as much as they can doesn't mean making it a race to see who can make the other one come first. Don't make orgasms the point of having sex. It should be fun and enjoyable and something that might involve orgasms, but also might not. They're not always necessary for a really satisfying time. The key thing, really, is that good sex does not happen at crotch height. It's a whole body thing, or it should be. You've got 5 senses, use them all. If your approach to sex is to try one or two things that you know might work, finding the one that gets the other person closest to orgasm, and then just bashing that button until someone makes a mess all over the place, then you're not really doing it right. Or, even worse, just doing the things that will get you off and not really caring about the other person's experience because it feels good for me, so it must feel good for them too. The idea that what you enjoy is what other people will enjoy isn't true in any other part of life. Think movies, food, days at the seaside. So why would you think it was true in sex, which is one of the most intimate and personally involved things we do? And I know there are people out there thinking, ugh, I'm the alpha, I'm Billy Big Bollocks, I fuck however I want, and those bottoms just get to count themselves lucky that I'm fucking them and not someone else, because being involved in sex with me is enough of an honour. And I have 3 things to say to people like that. 1, fuck off. 2, I am happy to talk to you about the intricacies of healthy sub-dom relationships, but we don't have time in this episode, and besides, you wouldn't be able to hear me because your head is stuck up your ass. And 3, fuck off again. Because you know what this is, right? Toxic masculinity!
My dad never hugged me.
I'll probably end up doing whole episodes on the sub and dom thing, but generally, if you think that you're more masculine because you're putting your dick in someone else, then it might be time to reevaluate your life, babes. I remember once flirting with a guy on Grindr ages ago. Things were getting a bit sexy, and I mentioned how I was planning on blowing him, because, well, basically, who doesn't like having a dick in their mouth? It's fun. I love that it's a way we can show affection for one another, just like, hello, you seem nice. I'm enjoying your company. Would you mind awfully if I just popped your genitals in my mouth for a while? Lovely, thanks very much. It's so sweet. It's quite wholesome. I think in a world where handshakes aren't allowed anymore, this is a nice way of saying how good it is to see someone again, or whatever. It's a nice greeting. It's a nice thing to do as people arrive, and then again as they leave. I'm not sure it works for business agreements and contracts and stuff. Oh, the meeting went well. We came to an agreement and we sucked on it.
You mean you shook on it?
Nope. Anyway, so I was telling this young man that I would like to blow him. And his response was, I thought you were a top. What kind of top sucks dicks? Get some self-respect. And there's a lot to unpack there. But I'm not his therapist, so I just blocked him. The idea that a top only sticks his dick in people, that anything else is somehow harming his masculinity, is a bit sad, really. It seems to definitely be a thing that the straights are interested in. I remember when my friends Dan and Matt got married a few years ago, one of the straight guests asked who was the man and who was the woman, and I kind of looked at him and slowly explained that they were both men. Otherwise it'd be a boring wedding, wouldn't it? Yeah, I know, but, like, who's Arthur and who's Martha? Well, no one. That's Dan, and that next to him is Matt. And what he means is, who sticks their dick in the other person? And I don't think it's anyone's business, really. And does it matter? They're in love. They're happy. We don't go asking about straight people and what they get up to in bed. So I don't see why it should matter for a gay couple, really. I don't know why straights are so interested in tops and bottoms. Besides, top and bottom are verbs, not nouns. They're doing words, not naming words. This might just seem like a silly language thing, but it's important because defining yourself as one thing because of a tiny aspect of what sex is can be very limiting. That Muppet who has too much self-respect to suck a dick isn't thinking, would I like to lick a willy? Is there enjoyment to be had for me if a boner happened to pop into my mouth? No, what he's thinking is, a top puts his willy in people. A top does not have willy put into him. I am a top, and therefore I cannot enjoy a delicious penis, and anyone who does is not a top like what I am. They are doing it wrong. And thinking like that cuts you off from a whole world of fun times, really. You are not a top. You are someone who likes to top. You're not a bottom. You're a someone who likes to be a naughty little cock pig who wants fucking until he squeals. That was Probably True, the multi-award-winning storytelling podcast created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you like what you heard and you want me to keep doing it, you can support the show at patreon.com/probablytrue.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.